With WSIU Radio in Focus, I'm Jordan Maddox. The Illinois Bicentennial Celebration begins on December 3rd. Kevin Davis, who worked for the Rin Lake Conservancy District for more than two decades, says Rin Lake should definitely be a part of the celebration. He says the man-made lake is a project that would have never happened if not for the hard work of late Congressman Ken Gray and the help of President John F. Kennedy.
Rin Lake is actually operated by three different entities. There's the federal presence, which is the Corps of Engineers, and they operate a lot of the campgrounds. They actually control the water level. They operate the dam. So they take care of the engineering functions around the lake. The state of Illinois has the Wayne Fitzgerald State Park. They have various activities, hunting and fishing, and they operate the Rin Lake Resort. And then the Rin Lake Conservancy District is the local presence on the lake where we operate, where we operated the water supply for the local area and various recreational amenities such as the golf course and shooting complex and hotels and condos in that portion of the lake.
Rin Lake is not only a beautiful area in southern Illinois, it also provides water to much of the region.
Actually, the lake was a man-made lake. It was where the Big Muddy River and a couple other rivers came together, and they kind of dug it out and said, we need water supply for southern Illinois, because prior to Rin Lake, southern Illinois depended on sub-impoundments at various communities, and each year during drought times, those sub-impoundments would run dry and there wouldn't be enough water to go around to any of the communities. So they built one big central water supply, which is Rin Lake, that now supplies 55 cities, villages, and water districts throughout southern Illinois. And during my tenure, the primary job was to keep the system operating well and to extend water lines to every location that needed water throughout the area.
But Davis says because Rin Lake was needed for water supply rather than flood prevention, the project was not easy to sell.
Rin Lake was tried to be built many times, but regional water supply was not a mandate that the Corps of Engineers was authorized to build a lake on. And so we couldn't get the lake built because Rin Lake really is not a flood control lake.
But Davis says the late Congressman Ken Gray found a way to make the lake possible. Gray passed away in 2014, but represented Southern Illinois in Congress from 1954 until he retired in 1974. Gray returned in 1984 and retired a second time after his second term. But during his early years in Congress, he spent some quality time with the Kennedys.
Kennedy would tell the story that John Kennedy came in on him doing, Kennedy did magic tricks, and he was doing magic tricks for John and Caroline. And Kennedy said, well, I sure appreciate your help. Is there anything I can do for you? And he said, yes, President, we have a lake we need in southern Illinois. And supposedly that's how it all got done.
Gray was given the nickname the Prince of Pork because of all the jobs he brought to southern Illinois with the lake, prison, highway, and Davis says even factories.
A lot of the industrial development that we've been able to achieve in southern Illinois, for example, General Tire in Mount Vernon, could not be here if it weren't for the adequate water supply to support that industry.
Rin Lake has 162 miles of shoreline and attracts people from all over the Midwest. While boating and recreation are popular, many favor the lake for fishing. I'm Jordan Maddox.